The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Esquivel-Campo. Today on The Trend Reporter, celebrity life coach and actress AJ Akua-Johnson.
Let's reach for the joy together.
She's credited with changing the lives of A-list celebs, and now she's sharing her secrets with us, including her step-by-step plan for making your dreams come true.
I think sometimes what happens is we may have the vision, we just don't write out the plan.
And conquering your own self-doubt.
Fear only exists when there's not a spiritual anchor that you understand the universe is driving you to your better self.
We're bringing you everything you need to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing. Hey guys, so I have a little bit of news before we get started. I get a lot of questions about product recommendations. What brand of magnetic lashes do I like, or have I tried a certain skincare brand? So I'm going to start doing a weekly product review. I'll be testing tons of new products, from makeup to skincare, even different food and beverage brands or fitness products. And each week I will bring you one review, letting you know whether I think you should try it or say goodbye. Try or say goodbye. Get it? New mini episodes drop Thursday. Please subscribe so you don't miss those notifications. And if there's anything that you want me to try, please DM me on Instagram at Mara S. Campo, at Mara S. Campo. So please keep an eye out for those. And now I would like to welcome AJ. First, happy birthday. I know that you have a birthday coming up, Miss Capricorn.
Yes.
You're the second, right?
Yes, yes.
So you're a Capricorn.
Oh, in every sense of the word, I am.
I have two Capricorns. Both of my kids are Capricorns. What can I expect from a Capricorn girl?
I personally can speak more from the January Capricorns. We are very self-motivated. We're very headstrong. We know what we want. We don't apologize for it. And I don't think that goes anywhere.
Well, she is spicy. I always say she's very, very spicy. But I try to encourage that. Because I remember when I was growing up, people used to always tell me I was bossy as a way to put me down. Like, you're being so bossy. And now I do the exact opposite with her. When she is quote unquote bossy, I'm like, you're a leader. Like, let's figure out how to channel this, you know, because I see big things for your future. I try to encourage it.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting to even say, and I want to ask you, is it really that it's bossy? Is she telling you what to do without a sensitivity and a clarity of suggestion?
AJ, she started a business and she made us all her employees. And she took her light board where she can spell out letters and literally wrote boss on her light board. So when I say she's bossy, she gave her brother a wage. She said he would be paid in cash only. I would love to talk about everything that you're doing, you know, because you've had this tremendously successful career as an actress. You've been in so many classic movies. But over the last few years, I feel like a lot of people have come to know you as this motivational force. And a lot of people first heard about you in that way through a story that Gabrielle Union has told many times publicly about the advice that you gave her that changed her life.
We were in a room, we were at a party, and, you know, I was holding court because I can turn a phrase and be a little slick myself. And I was trashing somebody, you know, just ripping them to shreds head to toe. And AJ pulls me aside and she said, okay, now how did your life change? Huh. Did you get the guy? Did you get the job? Is your house any bigger? Did money just magically, you know, get put in your pocket? What positive happened in your life after you just tore that woman down?
What led to your own transformation professionally from actress to actress slash motivator?
At the time, you know, Hollywood was taking all of my focus. It was taking all of my attention, my drive. And, you know, as much as I was successful and I was doing it, I was successful financially. I was a celebrity. I was in top name projects, working with some of the biggest names in the business. Julia Roberts, Whoopi Goldberg, Sylvester Stallone, Will Smith, Jamie Foxx. I mean, you know, it was, you know, I had a crossover career. It wasn't just, you know, black movies or black storylines. I was doing a little bit of everything. There was no reason to not be happy to the masses, for the masses. And I just kept saying, this is great. but I just feel like there's something missing. I feel like there's something more. And so I had a really, really interesting conversation with my dad, rest his soul now. And we were talking about it. And he said, well, you know, you're a scientist at heart and soul. You know, you went to Spelman College, you graduated dual degree, chemistry, psychology, your focus was med school, not because we pushed that on you. You just have always been a science nerd. You've always been interested in and passionate about medicine. So to be an actress, which is great, there's a part of your brain, there's a part of your psyche that's not being exercised. And so, you know, maybe you need to do something to exercise that. And so I just kind of went back into my psychology background for myself to figure out, you know, what was missing. And I just remember doing things like, you know, self-evaluating. And one of the first things I did, which Gabrielle and a lot of other clients talk about now is, and I still do, is telling everybody, make a happy list. A happy list is no self-sabotage, no criticism. Just make a list of things that make you happy. You can say, you know, singing loud in the shower, dancing in the mirror, you know, driving a different way to work, driving to the beach and watching the sunset, having ice cream, you know, sitting on a swing set in the park, like whatever it is that brings you joy. Simple joy, doesn't have to be huge joy, just simple joy. Write them down. When I did that, interestingly enough, I made a list of like 20 to 25 things, and I wasn't doing not one of them on the list at the time. When I looked at it, got honest with myself, I could see where I was putting everything into my acting and I wasn't living the things that made me happy, which is why I wasn't happy. You know what I mean? So there's things on the list like, you know, I love animals. I love dogs. And it's like, you know, raise a puppy. I've had a dog all my life. And I, you know, I had put that on hold because what if I get a TV pilot? What do I have to shoot a movie on location? You can't have a dog. So I didn't do that. And I missed that animal, that animal love. Bike riding, spending more time at the beach, traveling to see friends from high school and college. I was afraid to leave LA because what if I get called for a project?
What you're speaking to is identifying the way to have a life filled with joy. You know, for a lot of us, our definitions of success are a specific level of professional success, a specific amount of money, the house, the husband, the wife, the car. And you're talking about something completely different. You're talking about joy.
Completely joy. And let me tell you this, as I started living these things on my list that I had not been living, I started finding my joy. And I realized it was more simple than what I had been taught through society, through TV shows, through, you know, college professors, through other people in the industry. You know, what I was experiencing in terms of my personal joy was very, very different and much simpler than what everybody else was living. And I've never been, I mean, I love nice things. Don't get me wrong. I love luxury. I love jewelry. I love diamonds. I love all that. I love a fabulous shoe, a fabulous car. I love all that stuff. But do I need it? No. Does it make me my happiest? No. And once I realized that, I said, you know, what's more important to me is a life filled with joy. And let's see if I have to sacrifice the other things to have joy. And I got to tell you, everything else still came and I added the joy. I still had the career. I still had the travel. I still had the notoriety. I still had the respect. I still had the options in the industry. And I was doing something I loved and I had more joy.
You talk about this list, which is really introspection. I mean, I have this conversation with my friends and people reach out to me and I hear this all the time as people are struggling to find their purpose. People want to believe that they have a purpose here. And so we're all kind of trying to identify it. But then at the other end, there are people who say, well, your purpose is whatever you decide it is. You make a choice about what you want to do with your life. Whereas some people are waiting for this anointing, right? That the heavens are going to open up and a voice is going to reveal to them their fate and their purpose and why they were born. So what advice can you give to those who are seeking their purpose and what they want to devote their life to?
I feel like a purpose-driven life is a life that is focused on some things that come effortless, that you would do for free. A lot of times it's not necessarily a career or a job-oriented thing, but that makes your soul joy-filled from the inside out. That you don't get the same type of upliftment from anything else. And it's a place of service. in a way that doesn't feel like you're serving. It feels like you're just helping nonstop with a tireless effort. So for example, you know, once I did House Party, the movie, and that took off, I was known for my physique. And I've always been an athlete, a dancer. I've always loved taking care of myself. Obviously, you know, after I lost my mom to cancer, I got even more specific with my healthy living routine. But this whole healthy living, the AJ zone, mind, body, and soul, that's not a design that I came up with. That's just the gift that was given to me through the universe and other people because of my own existence, because I hadn't gained weight in the 20 years since the movie, because people said, you know, are you aging backwards? So I say that to say, you know, it's not anything that I feel like I'm doing. I just feel like I'm teaching based on what I love and what I feel like is just who I am.
I'd love to talk about fear a little bit, because fear is so powerful for a lot of people. You know, I have this saying that for me in my life, fear does not get a vote. So I'm very aware of when I feel it and I acknowledge it, but it's not getting a vote in this conversation. Right. It's definitely not getting veto power. Like, you can sit over there in the corner. But, you know, it is such a powerful force that keeps us often from pursuing things that we want to pursue. And what I've come to believe is we're not really so afraid of failure. We're afraid of public failure. Because if we could fail and nobody would see it, we could handle that. It's the fear of the kind of what will people think.
You know, when we talk about fear, fear only exists when there's not a spiritual anchor that you understand the universe is driving you to your better self. You know, I just said to, you know, Amber Riley, actress, singer, one of my close girlfriends, I woke up with her on my spirit this morning. And so we've kind of been texting all day, just, you know, checking in. I didn't get a chance to see her before I left LA, as many people, because of COVID. And so we were talking, and she and I were discussing the fact that, you know, once you understand that there's a place you're going and a guidance over your life, then there's no reason to be afraid, because even a diamond gets shaped and polished under extreme pressure and heat. And so I was saying to her, when we realize that, and if we look at ourselves as the diamond, then we can only be as vibrant as the heat we can stand. And so when you understand that, it helps you maneuver a different way. And if you decide, especially coming up on this new year, no more limiting myself, no more putting a ceiling on who I want to be, then you'll stop using words that lessen you and that shrink you, words like fear.
But how do you dream big? A lot of us are limited by our own imagination. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, I was working at the Today Show. Remember that huge oil spill in the Gulf? And there was all that oil that was gushing month after month. And, you know, I was down there reporting. There were a lot of reporters down there. And most of us were doing the reporting from boats or from like the dock. And one of my colleagues asked management, and they approved this, for a submarine. So he could go underwater and actually show people what it looks like. And I thought to myself, like, goddamn, like, I don't even dream that big. Right? Like, how do you even come up with that? So, like, how do we take the lid off of our limitations? Because a lot of us are capable of so much more if we could just conceive of it. But we don't go after it because we don't see it.
I think there's two things that have to happen. One, we have to stop talking and sharing so much and putting so much, such a large priority and validation emphasis on what people think of our visions. Stop looking for company in your vision. You know, stop looking for validation and approval in your imagination and your dreams. You know, if you think about it, I'm sure with your kids, you probably can attest to this, but anybody can think, even if you don't have kids, if you watch little nieces and nephews, cousins, godkids, even kids that you don't even know, the way they play with their imagination, they're not asking you if it's okay if they're a superhero. They're not asking you if it's okay if they put on their, you know, Snow White princess outfit and wear it all day with their cowboy boots. You know, they're feeling like in the morning they felt like cowboy, in the afternoon they felt like princess, and it may rain, so I'm going to put my raincoat on top of it. It's like, you know, they're not asking for permission to live out their imagination. What do you think happened for us to stop doing that? It's that we started to value other people's opinions and what other people think. So the first thing I say is, just even try to not share so much of what your vision is for yourself. Have the vision, design a plan to live it out, be honest with yourself about the steps, the navigation of that plan, and see what happens before you even share it. The second thing is, pay attention to the successes that have come before. I think a lot of us have a tendency to forget the successes, even if they're small. There's still successes of when you had a dream or you had a vision, you carried it out and it was successful. I think sometimes what happens is we may have the vision, we just don't write out the plan. We're afraid to write out the steps, the fail-safe steps to get us to where we want to be. And I think we feel like it's supposed to happen in a certain amount of time. The good news for me is a lot of my big dreams happen fast. You know, I decided in this year, pandemic included, that I was going to step forward as an actress and do more than just, you know, the reality TV as a life coach and that kind of thing. And literally, I just wrapped my fifth project during a pandemic, you know, last week before I flew to Africa. That's unheard of. I've been off camera as an actress for over 10 years. I don't have an agent. What I did preparing as my plan was I started telling producers and directors as I ran into them 2 years ago, hey, I'm thinking of acting again. If you have anything, make sure you let me know. And everyone's response was, oh my God, that's brilliant. We love it. We miss you. So I gained confidence again in, you know, working with people that I wanted to work with, directors and producers. And then things just unfolded until finally a lot of them did call me saying, hey, I have a project. Do you want to do it? So I hope you're hearing there's a plan that goes with the dream. You know?
What this reminds me of is what I've heard you talk about in interviews before, which is kind of the choices that you make when it comes to fitness and nutrition. I don't mean the natural beauty. I mean the six-pack abs, the toned arms. You look 20 years younger than your age. That's because you put in the work and you make choices every single day, day in and day out, that support what you want. And you've also talked a lot about kind of mind, body, and soul being linked. So it sounds like you kind of have the same approach to your dreams that you do in taking care of your body. Your body is a physical manifestation of your spirit. It's work, it's discipline, it's dedication, it's motivation. That's what we see.
You're answering it. I honestly couldn't say it better. You're absolutely right. And what you just made me think of to add to all of this is it all takes work. And I think some of us don't realize the degree and level of work it takes. Mm. I gained probably an unwanted 25 pounds at the beginning of the pandemic. And I was like, oh my God.
It's such a relief to hear you say that, because I feel like I'm such a failure. I'm up 10 pounds. Girl. I can't shake it. I can't stop eating M&Ms.
You know, what happened for me is that I realized everything that I've told people about, I started living. One, the stress of a pandemic, a quarantine, the stress of what am I going to do for work because my industries are shut down? What does this mean? The stress of, are my family and friends going to be okay? Because we really now can't see each other. And we've never been in a place where we're not connected like that. You know, everything everybody else was going through, I was no different. And it's not that I was eating bad. I just, you know, the gyms were closed. My studio in LA is limited to a certain kind of workout I do with my clients. So I like to hike. I like to run the beach. I like to lift weights. All of those things were off limits in Los Angeles. So I wasn't doing what my body needed. And that's what I learned. Number one, my body needs the multiple ways of movement. And so as I put in the work again, when the gym started opening and I started traveling to work out, I didn't realize the work it was going to take this year, which has been different than any other year. I was also working. I was also back on set studying scripts. You know, 10 years in the making, it's been AJ of the AJ zone. So the fact that I'm AJ, you know, I make the rules. As an actress, I'm an employee. And so now I'm following other people's rules. That shit was stressful for me, you know?
Right.
I get up, you know, I get up when I want to. Who says I got to be at work at 5? Oh, the movie, oh my God. Okay, I got a call. What is that? So that was even stressful. I got to sit here for 12 hours doing nothing, waiting for the shot. I haven't done this. So I'm, you know, again, all of these things affect us. And a lot of times people don't realize that all these little things cause us stress. Stress causes us to increase our cortisol hormone, which makes us hold on to weight. And so the mind, body, and soul comes into it with learn what helps you relax your mind, meditation, 30 minute walks down the street. Again, the happy list, what's on that happy list, because that's going to help you reduce the stress. But I got to say, it took me 5 months to get the weight off, as opposed to what typically has taken me 14 weeks, which is a little over 3 months. It took me an extra 60 days of grinding, cardio twice a day, lifting weights, clean eating. I have never worked this hard to be in the AJ shape, you know. I've never worked this hard to be there before. And what it taught me is I wasn't gonna give up. And that's the drive you're talking about with my dreams and my career. I was not gonna give up. I knew, I saw results, they were coming slow, but I knew I was doing the right thing. I knew I was consistent. I tweaked certain things. You know, I was drinking a lot. I'm a vodka tonic girl. You know, in this pandemic,
girl.
You too.
Girl. The Grey Goose in the freezer.
You know, I found myself waking up having like, you know, an egg white omelet and a vodka tonic.
Right.
So it was like, you know, I was drinking more than normal. So all these things, as I was honest with myself, I could see where the 25 pounds was coming from. And I had to take away those things to take away the 25 pounds. You know, so yes, all that to say, you're right. You know, it takes a workload that sometimes we can talk ourselves out of believing is necessary. Right. I did that. I shouldn't have to work that hard. Well, how about, girl? Yes, you do. So either work that hard and get the six pack back, or go ahead and have the muffin top over your jeans. It's a choice. Which do you want?
Yeah,
I want a six pack. Okay, well then you have to do a second cardio, because the one cardio a day is not working.
So what is your regimen? But let's lay it out for people. So what does it take to look like AJ?
I am primarily a pescatarian. I eat chicken occasionally, mostly because traveling, I can always find chicken. I can't always find a fish that I like. So I've also adjusted my nutritional lifestyle to my travel. I eat as fresh and as raw fruits and vegetables as I can get a hold of, which, believe it or not, is hard in Africa because, you know, the soil and the water is different here. And so to maintain best health, especially the first week of travel in Africa, it's suggested to not eat anything raw unless you go shop and wash it off and cut it open yourself to avoid bacteria. So when I'm here, I don't eat a lot of what I normally eat, which is raw salads, raw fruits, raw spinach, raw kale. I put it in my smoothies. Normally I have 2 to 3 smoothies a day and 2 meals, still including a raw vegetable and a protein choice. So nutritionally is really the key. I'm taking in 5 meals, 3 I drink, 2 I eat. I fast once a week. Nutritionally, yes, but primarily for spiritual clarity. Usually every Wednesday I fast, which is nothing until 5 p.m. and then I eat between 5 and 8 p.m. That's just, you know, my hump day thing, just to get clear my head, you know, on what's happened for the week and to stay focused spiritually through the rest of the week. My exercise portion, and you notice I talked about my food first.
I did notice that. People think they could just go to the gym and just sweat. You know, I lost a lot of weight after my daughter was born. I lost 90 pounds. And that was one of the biggest things that I learned. I felt like I had been tricked all these years. I believed that I just needed to work out more. And it was so much simpler than that. Not easy, but simple. I had to clean up my diet.
Oh yeah. It's 90% food, 10% fitness. You can run from Africa to New York.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And it's not going to happen.
Make a difference.
It's not going to happen if you're eating pizza and fried chicken along the route.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. When you're in the gym, you're shaping what you're eating. Mm. So you can shape nachos and pizza, or you can shape blueberries and spinach. They're going to look different.
You
You know, it's the new year. People have big dreams and goals for the new year, especially with the year we've just been through. Can you leave us with some words of encouragement for someone who is, you know, chasing their dreams or struggling with their purpose or trying to get confidence back after a failure?
So one of the things that I'm focused on so far is there are 7 C's that I look for in my life every day. The 7 C's are clarity, confidence, confirmation, closure, courage, conviction, consistency. If you wake up every morning and say, okay, either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or all 7 of the C's are going to be revealed to me today. I'm living a life looking for the C's. So it may be a relationship that you go, that you say, you know what? I'm going to get closure on this. Or a conversation with a friend. And you say, you know what? I don't know why we're not speaking, but I'm going to call or text because I need the courage to reach out to her because I need to know and get confirmed and clear, see all those C's of what's happening in our relationship. It may be career driven. I need the confidence, you know, to close this whole career, I don't know what I want to do thing out and move into a new career. I need the courage to move to a different city. You know, whatever we're doing in our lives, those 7 C's are governing our lives. We just haven't been looking for them before. So to me, the first thing to do is wake up every morning and look, you know, ask the universe to develop any of them, if not all of the 7 C's. That's the first thing. Another thing is make realistic goals. You know, I get a lot of calls. Okay, AJ, this is the year I'm losing 30 pounds. And I say, okay, hold on. Here's a question. When's the last time you lost 3 pounds? When I was in high school. Okay, I'm not going to ask how long ago that was, right? So let's go back and figure out the formula to successfully losing 3 pounds. Once we design the formula to lose 3 pounds, you just live that formula till the 30's gone. You follow?
Yeah.
So it's a realistic goal. Don't talk about 30 pounds. Let's try to lose 3. And be honest with yourself. That's the number 3 thing. In the new year, I want us to be honest with ourselves so that we can fix what's broken. You know, we get into this hashtag filter. You know, we're living in a world where all these filters, you know, make you look a certain way. That's not true. And so I want us to go back to living the truth and getting it right, fixing what's broken. What that means is if there's a failure, admit that there's a failure so we can fix it. You can't go to the doctor and say, I'm fine.
Right.
You hear, you know what I mean? You got to go saying, you know, my throat hurts. You know, I'm sneezing. This eye keeps twitching. I mean, you got to tell him what's wrong for him to help.
Right.
You can't drive into the mechanic and go, my car is great. You're gonna go, then why the hell are you here? You know, yeah. Something's going to be broken, which is why you go to the mechanic. So my point is, let's get back to, it's okay to admit what's not working. It's okay to admit what's broken. We have to look at what's broken before we can fix it. And so to me, I say, let's get back to living a true, authentic, honest life so that we can work on ourselves and get to the true existing happy that we want to be.
I love that. Thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media? If someone wants to work with you, is that possible? How can people connect with you?
I love the New Year, New You campaign because we have one-on-one consultations, believe it or not, 30 minutes for $30. They started off being a Christmas sale, December 2018, and we're still doing them because, you know, we've gotten so many results from so many people, you know, trying to reach to their better. It's a 30-minute conversation. You can get as many as you want. They're $30 a piece, no limit. And we've had so many breakthroughs worldwide that I couldn't stop doing them. On social media, it's The AJ Zone. On Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, The AJ Zone. We love being accountability partners with you to get you to your better. That's what I call it.
I love that. And you have such a beautiful spirit and energy where I really believe that you really want everybody to be successful and joyful and happy and purpose-filled. Like, it just feels like you're rooting for us.
Well, I am because all this joy is lonely by myself.
Right. They say misery loves company, but you're saying no, happy ones company.
Happy company, please come on. Let's dance down the street. Let's jump in the pool with our clothes on. You know, let's sing the song off key at the top of our lungs because we don't care who's listening. You know, let's reach for the joy together.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.